Heading now to Victoria, where conditions have eased in bushfire-hit areas of the state's east. But now, authorities are once again faced with the challenge of supporting isolated communities. Hostile winds and high temperatures yesterday fanned bushfires in many areas, including places that are still cut off by road. Our reporter David Sparks is in Bairnsdale in East Gippsland. David, do we have any idea how much damage was done yesterday?
No, we don't know that yet, and that's going to be one of the big priorities for emergency services today. So trying to get around and assess the damage is going to be a huge task, because these fires were spread around a huge area yesterday. They flared up from around midday. We'd been waiting for it to happen all morning with very high temperatures, and then the wind just built up and up in the early afternoon, and we had major fires burning on the outskirts of towns like Omeo and Buchan and Orbost, and in the far east, Cann River, and then up in the alpine regions around Mount Hotham and Mount Buffalo, and then way up in the state's northeast as well. So it's a huge area that was covered by these fires yesterday. They're still burning, particularly in the alpine areas, so it's going to be a day today of getting on top of the fires that still exist, using the easing conditions to try and build containment lines and whatnot, and figure out how much damage was done.
We can certainly hear some of the wind there still. David, did many people evacuate their homes before these fires?
Look, a lot of people have evacuated already over the past couple of weeks. A lot of people evacuated before last Saturday and simply didn't bother to go back because they didn't feel it was safe. So there were a lot of people out of those areas already. The police teamed up with the Defence Force yesterday to get around and evacuate more people. The Defence Force actually sent in a helicopter to evacuate people out as fires raged around that town, but apparently not many, if any, people got on that helicopter before it had to leave because the winds picked up. A lot of people chose to stay and defend their town.
Right, so what's the priority for authorities today?
Well, it'll go back to what's been the hub of activity over the last couple of weeks, and that's getting out to communities that are still very, very isolated, getting them support, getting them supplies. That includes getting through roads that are still basically unusable. Even the Prince's Highway is still shut east of Orbost. The 150-kilometre stretch to Mallacoota is still littered with burnt trees, still burning trees across the Prince's Highway. If you can imagine that, the military sent a convoy through there and described how they had to drive around these trees yesterday and drive over the top of them. And that's just that one road. So if you think about all the roads in this area, it's going to be a huge task.
Right, and residents in these areas have had to get themselves up and prepared for spike days like yesterday several times this summer. You've been covering this for quite a while. It must be getting exhausting for them.
It is, Tom. I was in Bruthen yesterday speaking to some of the locals there, and they spoke of how difficult it is to keep getting up mentally and physically every time one of these high-risk fire days comes along. And it's also beginning to take a financial toll. I spoke with Annie Pierce, who's the manager of the Bruthen Neighbourhood Centre, and she described to me the fact that people are having to fork out money for things that they normally wouldn't, including accommodation if they've evacuated. So it's beginning to really take its toll financially.
We had some people that just went and booked accommodation. People weren't prepared to actually stay at the relief centre either, so they didn't have a van or a tent or whatever, so they've spent extra money on fuel. Like, I know that even myself and my husband have done two or three trips into Bairnsdale picking up supplies for here. You know, there's extra expenses, or you've forgotten something, you've forgotten toothpaste at home or something. So you tend to be spending a lot more money.
Annie Pierce, the manager of the Bruthen Neighbourhood Centre, and David Sparks reporting there from East Gippsland in Victoria.